We have former Australian fast bowler Damien Fleming talking to us. Really thanks, Damien, for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Big match, Australia-New Zealand, a big Pool A game. What do you think Australia's chances, first of all?
Well, when the two hosts play each other, it's always going to be big. And for Australia, they're actually playing in foreign conditions over there in New Zealand. Both very strong teams. Hard to really pick a weakness there. I think for the Australians playing away from home, it's going to be a good test. Also for Michael Clarke, his first game since the Adelaide Test match. Not coming in against an easy team, is he? New Zealand at Auckland at home there. But I like the Australian depth. I think up the top they've got a lot of genuine power with Finch and Warner. And with the batting order where, Haddon, Johnson, Stark, 8, 9 and 10, they know they've got batting depth there as well. But New Zealand, they've gone from strength to strength, haven't they, in the last 18 months? McCullum and Guptill up the top of the order. There's plenty of batting throughout the middle order. Anderson, who's a bit like Maxwell for Australia. But it's their swing bowlers in New Zealand conditions that could be the real worry. Bolt, Southee, who took 7 wickets against England. They bowl full, they induce the drive, they swing the ball. So I reckon they're going to be dangerous with the new ball.
Two questions which immediately come to mind here. First of all, the return of Michael Clarke. He had Bangladesh game washed out. That's where he was supposed to return. Now he's fully fit. He's coming back. Such an important game altogether. You wonder, because Australia haven't played for the last 2 weeks and they're bound to be rusty. They've had match wicket practice, but still, they're bound to be rusty.
Yeah, besides Michael Clarke, though, they've had a whole summer of cricket. So I don't think the rest of the players will be that affected by it. And then once even Michael Clarke is experienced, he knows his game really well. So you'd hope that he can get off the mark really quickly and get himself amongst the runs early on and get that run rate up there. But I think a good challenge for our guys as well. If you're going to win the final, and New Zealand should go deep with all those home games, at least for the semi-final stage, to get a win away from home, I think that'll galvanise the group and then get themselves back into Australian conditions, which, you back themselves to win all games at home.
And, my second question from therein comes in that New Zealand, in that interim, had played 3 matches. They beat Sri Lanka comprehensively. Mm. Scotland was a little closer than they would have anticipated, but they absolutely destroyed England. They've sent a message out that, people were seeing Australia as rank favourites and New Zealand as the second favourites, but now, you would say it's maybe even Stevens between the side, and this match is, probably who is the favourite for the next, say, 4 weeks of the tournament.
Well, I suppose New Zealand against England, they'll be worried about the lack of match practice because that game didn't go that very long, did it?
Yeah.
I think it's hard to really pick a favourite for the tournament. I think New Zealand and Australia will go deep. India promised all summer. At performances like they've done in the World Cup, and since the World Cup started, they've really switched on, and they're another one that's got a lot of batting depth. I don't think they've got the best bowling group going around, but I think since Jadeja and Ashwin have come in, and Mohit Sharma's done a good job, hasn't he? I was impressed with him in the IPL, and he's backed it up here with the injury to Ashant. But I think New Zealand would start slight favourites over there, definitely.
Just last couple of questions, Devin. Short ground, big power hitters. So if you have to pick 2 players in New Zealand and Australia for this particular game to shine, who would they be?
Oh, geez, they've got it's a whole list of power players, isn't it? Maybe it's time Dave Warner gets off to a flyer. There's definitely, I think, that he'll be public enemy number one over there. But he seems that type of player that thrives on that, so I think he's the real danger. Having said that, Finch has come off that big 100 against England, and for New Zealand, it's they've got a lot of power hitters. McCullum's the one, though. What he did to England, I know it's a small total, but he's such a clean hitter of the ball. He's got a great all-round game now. The captaincy seems to sit really well with him. So, I think for Australia, he's the big wicket. Get him early on and get into that middle order who haven't had a lot of cricket. Might make them a bit vulnerable, but look down the list there, and Luke Ronchi, 170 off 99 balls, wasn't it? But for me, Warner and McCullum are the two big guns, the two power hitters.
And final question, Damien, tonight, if you have to pick at this moment 4 semi-finalists for this tournament, who would they be?
Yeah, I'll go Australia, New Zealand, India and South Africa. I think they're the four best teams. But having said that, when it gets down to the quarterfinals, you know, it's do or die, isn't it? Whoever wins that game. Do I think Sri Lanka can get there? Well, they always seem to get to semi-final stage in all World Cups. You know, the West Indies with their batting, you know, are dangerous as well. So they're the four favourites in my mind, but we know it doesn't always go to plan in World Cups, and that's the beauty of a World Cup.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Damien.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much.